having a family and starting pots again, after doing a lot of thrown pots, I then had four children fairly close together, so I wasn't actually making a lot during that time. So when I started going back to doing pots, I wasn't actually very confident about what I was going to make. And once you get out of the swing of doing throwing, you feel not very sure about it, and you tend to think, right, I bet I've forgotten how to throw. Although I found out you don't forget how to throw, no. It's in your mind at the time that it's not going to work out and you're going to make a complete bodge. And at that time, things also were changing within the sort of ceramic world. People were becoming much more used to having hand building around. So you had the transition from the 70s to the 80s, where all of it was sort of thrown domestic pottery in the 70s, more or less. That was the normal thing that people were producing. There wasn't one potter at that time that came out of Harrow that set up just to make hand-built pottery. It wasn't the done thing. So hand building in the 80s was becoming much more acceptable as something to do, and that you didn't have to be a thrower, and that you could actually just express yourself through clay, through hand building. And because of all the hassle of having to work with telly in a studio where we were sharing one wheel and one kiln, I consciously made an effort to concentrate on hand building at that time rather than go back to doing thrown pots. Because of the fact that the ceramic sort of scene was changing and being more favourable towards hand building, and because of having to share a studio with someone that was already doing thrown pots. So I consciously changed to hand building after I had the children. I'm interested in stones and rocks on the beach, and I'm interested in mountainsides and cliffs. And I feel very much aware of being in Wales, Snowdonia and places like that. Just by being in this area here all the time, just by walking or even being taken somewhere in the car, you're aware of the colours of the mountains and the different sort of crevices and cracks that are created by nature. And the essential thing for me is a sense of natural growth at the end of the day, and the sense of the material and the spirit of the clay.